Hello?
Hey, Tony, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Did my dad ever reach you?
He didn't. So, that's why I was following up. I just put you on calendar to just double check and see if you guys had any questions, you know?
I don't. I looked up the website. It looks good.
Right. For sure. So, I know your dad, he's out of town, right? He's not with you?
He's a truck driver.
Got it. Okay. And you already shot him my info, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's not big on text.
Got it. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you that I do the text at work and stuff, but, like, outside of work, I'd rather do a phone call to you.
Call the person.
Yeah, 100%.
He will be home this weekend, so.
Okay, well, yeah, just when you talk to him again, just remind him to give me a call, and, you know, I could go through all the details. It's pretty straightforward, though. I'm sure he'll love it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what the issue is,
mm-hmm.
we've already invested, like, through the credit card. We've already paid them, Angie Pro.
Okay.
And they don't want to sign with another one until we make back what we put in.
Right.
So I've been getting texts from clients, I don't know, 3 or 4 today, urgent.
Mm-hmm. For the leads, right, is what you're talking about?
Leads, yeah.
Yeah, for the leads, yeah. So, no, I get that 100%. I know they have, like, an annual sign-up fee, and then you pay per lead, and you're paying for each lead that comes through. This is just a totally different type of service, you know, where they're picking you and they're calling you directly, you know.
I tried telling him, but he was getting ready to go, and my nephew was over, so.
Right.
It just wasn't the best time.
No, and I get it, man. It's like when you go to a casino and you're like, you know, oh man, I lost like this amount. I'm just gonna keep going until I get back.
That's something I thought. I put $100 in. When it's gone, it's gone.
That's what I do too. I learned the hard way. You know what I'm saying, for sure. But
because I always went with my mom up to River City.
Mhm.
Yeah, I take $100 with me. My
right.
own money.
Mm-hmm.
Play the penny slots. Make it last.
There you go.
Penny per spin. Drink water. Maybe get a winner.
No, that's what I do too now. It's so funny. But, yeah, so, I mean, just when you get a chance, just speak to him, tell him to call me, and I could go through the details and stuff. But I get 100% what you're saying, you know? You guys kind of want to make your money back and what you invested now. But if that doesn't happen, it's like you guys are getting in a bigger and bigger hole, you know, which last thing I want for you guys, you know? But, yeah, so
I'll
if he has any questions, though, brother, just have him call me, and we'll go from there. Okay.
I mean, if we don't make it back, I'll pay them back in cash if I have to.
Yeah, you know, it's month-to-month, no contracts, and the reason we make it that way is we're confident once you see the results in this, you'll stick it out with us. So, like, you know, I've been here 7 years, so I know you guys trying this, you're going to absolutely love it, but you guys got to kind of, you know, just take that leap of faith, which I'm sure once you guys do, you'll absolutely love this, you know?
That's their other issue. They don't trust anybody.
Right.
Outside of family, even some of the family they don't trust.
Right. That's a good way to, you know, honest, I feel like that's a good way to be about it. But with us, like, really, all you got to do is give us 1% of your trust. We earn the other 99 each month, you know. Like, day one at sign-up, you got your client dashboard login credentials, so you could start getting your photos in, and we start cranking on the website and the Google listing and the social media ads. But what we need to do is just start getting you guys phone calls, and we know you guys will fall in love with this, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to have, like, an office one day. That way somebody else can do all this phone call stuff.
Right.
Text me, hey, go to this address.
No, it works great when you have a dispatcher, for sure. A lot of the companies I talk to, though, in your field, they stay away from the office thing because it's kind of just like a, you know, an added cost that you don't need, but definitely having like a scheduler, like somebody that can take the calls and schedule the appointments, that'd be big time for you guys for sure. You know?
I mean, like you said, there's 1,000 people in our area that need work. And if we can land a quarter of that, I mean, in a year, we could afford it. And there's tons of places that are for lease right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're in like a little plaza. We could park the equipment right there. It's no big deal.
Right. No, 100%, man. 100%. I think that's a great goal to, like, lean towards for sure, you know? Main thing with you guys being new is just getting that name out there, basically, you know?
Yeah.
So you guys get that pipeline, the word of mouth, the referrals, and, you know, you're getting all the Google traffic, and sky's the limit, basically, you know?
Yep. Yeah, just looking to the future.
Yes, sir.
I ain't there yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah, one step at a time.
That's the bills on the skid steer are just special. I mean, yeah, the bank paid for it, but they want their money back. And they're going to take it however they can get it.
What do you, with you're talking about the Angie leads right now, or what do you mean?
No, the equipment.
Oh, the equipment. Yeah. No,
yeah,
for sure.
The skid steer. It's like... $7,800 a month.
Right. You guys need jobs to start paying for it, basically, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he kept stuck with me, but I just came out of a 6-month recovery.
Oh, really?
Shoulder surgery.
Oh, man.
And I feel better now than when it happened.
Rotator cuff, or?
No. Right at the tip of your collarbone, there's a tendon that connects your shoulder blade. On the, that allows you to rotate.
Right.
Like the rotator.
Mm-hmm.
I tore that in half.
Wow. Okay.
My collarbone went from, a normal one is 16.2.
Mm-hmm.
Mine raised to 19.5. That's how high up it was.
Wow.
So
that's just
basically
tendon snap.
Had to go in and crank it back down and put a steel plate on top to hold. Basically do a bungee cord wrap inside. So
I know how that feels, man. I tore my flexor tendon before. It's like a connects to like your middle finger and your ring finger, you know? Yeah, it was all bad. They had to go in and connect my main wrist tendon to that flexor tendon, basically, you know? And I tore my Achilles too a long, long time ago. So I know how all those tendon things feel. You know, when it gets cold, it's all bad. For sure.
Yeah, and they took the steel plate out day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that felt so good. It hurt for 4 months.
Right.
Like, every time you move your muscle, like, you don't even have to walk and move it, it would ache.
Right.
Like, just plain walking, it would ache.
Right.
And after they took it out, I'm like, I'm doing, like, the YMCA with it, up and down. There's no pain. Let me go.
Right. No, that's awesome, man, for sure. Yeah, I still feel the Achilles. I don't really feel as much anymore, but the flexor tendon, every so often that thing will get sore, you know? Yeah, it's crazy. But and that happened like probably like 5 years ago, I think it was, you know? So, yeah, but... Yeah, I hope you have a speedy recovery, you know, for sure.
I feel a lot better now. My last rehab for my shoulder, the weight-wise, I was benching at the time. It was those cables with the flat bars.
Mm-hmm.
I got up to 220 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, the therapist looked over at me. She's like, what do you weigh exactly? I'm like, I don't know. 220, because when I was pulling it down, my butt was coming up off the ground.
Oh, wow.
I had to put my feet up and brace it to push my butt back down on the bench to pull it all the way down.
Wow. And that was on what, lat pull downs, or you were doing flies, or just curious?
It was on a bar.
Oh, it was on a bar. Oh, okay. And the bar had cables, like, for, like, a machine, basically, or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The cable went up and down.
Oh, that's cool.
Flat bars.
Yeah. That's cool.
I mean, they had the normal one with the bar and the round weights.
Right. But,
and they benched it. They took it back to Papa Wolf. I was like, just tell me what dumpster they're putting it in. I'll go by and pick it up. Like, it was like a $10,000 setup.
Yeah. No, that stuff's expensive, man. For sure.
I'll put it in my garage and hide it. I don't care.
Yeah, I got a whole gym in my garage, too. After COVID happened, man, I like, decked that thing out, you know? But,
Yeah,
I got, like, bumper plates and cable machines and all kinds of stuff in there. Yeah. Yeah,
but, you gotta stay home. Can't go into public. You gotta do something.
Yeah. For sure. I like it better though now. Now I save the gym membership, you know? Like, my brother comes over here to lift all the time. Like, it's cool, man.
Yeah, I charge him.
Yeah, right.
Like $50 a day.
Yeah, no, I just let him come. My nephew comes too. He's in junior college, so, you know, he's gotta get big for, he plays football, you know? Yeah,
my nephew, I don't think he has the right temperament for football or any kind of aggressive sport.
Yeah, there's different players, man. I see one kid, he's not very physical at all, but they just throw the ball up to him. He just runs fade routes, and he's a tall, fast kid, and, you know, scared of contact, but he found a place out there, you know. But my nephew, he's a monster, dude. He's just going through a freaking wall. Yeah, for sure.
He doesn't really want to get hit.
Right.
So, and I don't think he wants to hit other kids either.
Yeah, big part of football, for sure.
He's in soccer right now.
There you go.
So he'll wait till the ball comes to him. He won't chase it.
Right.
Well, that's the whole part of soccer. You got to chase the ball. Kick the ball.
Right.
I did it myself 20 years ago. Well, I made All-Stars back then.
Man, soccer is a lot of running, you know? Seems like a ton of running in that, for sure. You got to be in shape.
Yeah, I lived on a farm, so I was in shape by the time I was 5.
Right. That's right.
I got to get going. I got Bible study in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Just take a look at everything, have them call me, and then when you guys are ready, we'll get you guys all set up on this, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, brother. You have a great rest of your day. Bye.
You too, brother. Good day.
You too.